As I stated before, the text for our meditation this morning is the first portion of the gospel lesson read to you from Matthew chapter 11. I should like to repeat that portion of the gospel reading. When Jesus had finished giving instructions to his 12 disciples, he departed from there to teach and preach in their cities. Now when John, while imprisoned, heard of the works of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who does not take offense in me." I suppose if the story itself were written about anyone else other than John the Baptist, we might not think a whole lot of it. But the fact that John the Baptist sends this question to Jesus gets our attention. John the Baptist is sitting in prison, mind you. In a short time, his head will be separated from his body by Herod. He has spent his lifetime preaching about the coming Messiah. He has identified himself and has been identified by Jesus himself as the one chosen specifically by God to prepare the way of the coming Messiah, to be the forerunner of the Messiah. This guy's an important individual in biblical history. And John came with a message. John came with a message of repent, because at the coming of the Messiah, the axe is already laid at the root of the trees. It's ready to cut the trees down, and all the bum stuff is going to be thrown in the fire. You better repent. That's the message of John the Baptist. And he does it obviously with gusto and with some bravery. Oh yes, he's the forerunner of the Messiah. And he's letting everybody know that he's coming. And then one day at the baptism, John identifies Jesus as the one who is coming after him. And it's a short time later that John is imprisoned, thrown in the dungeon, on death row, awaiting his fate. And while he's sitting in that prison, reflecting on his ministry, that which he has preached, that which he has believed about the coming Messiah, John puts that next to what he's heard Jesus is doing and saying, and they don't match. And so now this forerunner of the Messiah send some of his disciples to Jesus with one simple question. Are you really the one that's supposed to be coming? Or should we look for someone else? What lies behind that question from John is just simply this: I ain't so sure that it's you. I'm not so sure you're the coming one, because you are not living up to my expectations. That's why. Now, there are those who have tried to gloss over what John does here and tell us that, well, what John really wanted to do is turn his disciples' attention to Jesus, and so he plays the good guy here and sends them to Jesus with this question. No. John is sitting in prison, and John is disillusioned. And Jesus knows as much from the last words of our text. Blessed is he who does not take offense at me. John is disillusioned because this Messiah whom he preached about and told people was the one is not living up to his expectations. Are you the one who is to come? Really? Or should we look elsewhere? What about us? Don't we too oftentimes join with John the Baptist and send that question Jesus' way? Are you the one? And normally that question is born out of our own disillusionments, born out of the fact that, quite simply, Jesus doesn't live up to what we expect him to do and be. We want a Messiah to give us some clear answers. We want a Messiah who's going to make things clear to us so that we can understand what's going on day to day in our lives, in this world. After all, shouldn't Messiah be able to do that? We want a Messiah who is going to protect those who are innocent. We want a Messiah who's going to stand up for those who have done no wrong. We want a Messiah who's going to bring some justice to situations. Are you really the one? Or do we expect someone else? We want a Messiah who's going to make us better people. Who's going to make this world a better place to live. Who's going to make other people to be better people. And we don't see him doing that. And so we ask with John, are you really the Messiah? Or do we expect someone else? You see, none of our expectations, none of that is what we get. Rather, what we get is someone who stands back and lets us find out our own answers. We get someone who gives suspended sentences to the guilty, who lets them off the hook, who allows the rich to get richer, the poor to get poorer, who allows the rich to trample even more on the heads of the poor and needy. What we get is a Messiah who does not reward innocence. We get a Messiah who allows the innocent to be stepped on by this world. And what happens is we experience a crashing disillusionment, as did John. But you know, when you stop and think about it, disillusionment here is a good thing. It's a gift from Messiah himself. Because you see, what disillusion means, I looked it up in the dictionary this week, what disillusion means, very simply, is doing away with an illusion. And if you look up illusion, you'll find that it is an unreal expectation of reality. A faulty expectation of reality. And while we may, with John from time to time, be extremely disillusioned about our Messiah, that is a good thing, because in so doing, we lose our illusion of him. You see, too often in our thinking, Jesus becomes something he isn't and never claimed to be. We rub the genie lamp, don't we, in prayer, and hope the genie comes out. But there is no genie. Well, maybe he's not a genie. We expect the guilty to be punished. And they're not. Well, maybe that's simply because this Messiah isn't a cop. We want everything to run so smoothly. No hiccups in the road, no troubles, no problems. And that's not what we get. Well, maybe, just maybe, this Messiah isn't a mechanic. You see what happens? Our expectations of Messiah can often blind us to the Messiah who's standing right smack dab in front of us. And that disillusionment that we have so often with Him expose our own idols. And that's a good thing. It's funny that in Jesus' answer to John's disciples, did you notice He never once mentions the word I? Report to Him what you hear and see. The blind receive sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised up. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. Never once does He say, I. Because very simply what Jesus says is, this Messiah has not come to meet your expectations. This Messiah has come to help the poor. To help those spiritually dead. To give hope to the ones who have no hope. People are being helped by this Messiah. That's what Jesus says. Blessed is he who does not take offense in me. Blessed is the one who is not turned off to the Messiah by their own expectations. Blessed is the one who sees the Messiah for what he is. The one, the only one who brings hope. Blessed is the one who does not keep a list of what God is not doing. But blessed is the one who keeps a list of what he is doing. Amen.